Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is a Thursday, May the 24th, 2018. And we have a live show for you on this Thursday. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, you could very easily do that by going to, calling in at 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to get into our live show today at any time. For any questions or comments that you may have, would love to hear from you. Because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, and would love for you to express your overall thoughts and opinions and to assist and to give an opportunity for our community to hear some enlightenment that could benefit them. So that is the call-in number. Would love to hear from you at any time during the show. And I am so happy to be back on air today. This week has been kind of crazy, but hey, that goes along with the territory. Glad to be here. I do want to say tomorrow I won't be able to be on the show, and it's going to be a bittersweet occasion. My niece from my brother that passed away, his daughter's getting married in this weekend. So all the family is coming here. It's going to be bittersweet. But I'm looking forward to it in so many different ways, and I am just going to enjoy the opportunity, and looking forward to my niece starting another segment of a very important part of her journey, and we are all supportive and happy and going to welcome all of the new family members that we'll have. And so tomorrow I won't be on. I will get with Scotty to see how it all will shake out for tomorrow. And OG, thank you, brother. Thank you so much. And greatly appreciate you. So it's bittersweet, bittersweet. I was really looking forward to this event, having my brother there when we first were told and of the engagement and all, and got the chance to talk to my brother. Is so happy about it. And so we'll be there. He's here in spirit. So I'm looking forward to it all. So for all of you, if you I sent out our energy to you, sent it out to our family, and greatly appreciate it and will reciprocate it towards you all. So that's where we're going to be doing the rest of the week. So a lot of families coming in, and so we're going to just enjoy the whole thing. So, okay, so with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. And want to just say to you all, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network is a true grassroots organization that has no financial backing from any corporation. It is only able to maintain its overall direction from you, the listeners. And that is how this network is able to do it. And the network does not have a lot of financial backing at all, if any at all. Scotty was just telling me some of the things with the financial backings. It's just not, you know, enough to maintain what's required for this network. So if everyone that listened to Black Talk Radio Network actually gave to Black Talk Radio Network, it would be in a different position. And your overall donations to the network, you do whatever it is that you can. And the reason being is because that's how the network is able to stay on air, and it's just an appreciation for everything that's done here, that's given. And I think it's very, very important. I'm going to tell you, before you can ever receive, you have to really first learn how to give. And I would always say, before eating all of the fruit, you have to first feed the roots. And this network is a grassroots network that definitely needs your support, and would ask that you would do whatever it is that you can. And I actually need to, earlier this week, I wasn't able to. It was a slow transfer, so I'm going to be making a donation today and looking forward to doing a whole lot more in the future, because Black Talk Radio Network is definitely worth it. You all deem it as being, you know, worthwhile because everyone listens. And so please don't forget that there's a cost that's been established that's here. And so all donations are greatly appreciated, great or small. Also, you can support the network by being a member inside of BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together by this network in order for you to facilitate, to be able to participate in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And we would ask that you become a part of BTR Community for only $24 a year is what it is to become a member. And that $24 a year would support the network. And there's a free 30-day trial period so you can see how the platform works. BTR Community is the only place that I post. And we know all the reasons why before we even established, or even before FedBook had admitted how nefarious the overall agenda was, we told you that that was the case. And we actually said, hey, you know, we need to be supporting and having our own, because until you have your own, whatever it is that you're doing is going to be used by someone else to their advantage. And that's why it was really created. In a lot of cases, not all, but many cases, it's the overall agenda is to exploit. And we don't want that to happen, to our community and to us individually. So please become a member for only $24 a year. Make that sacrifice for the network. And believe me, it's very, very important that we do. I'm looking forward to the future. I just want to say big ups to my man Roz and Jenna. Had something come up over, and I talked to Roz specifically. I didn't get to talk to Jenna. Something came up on Tuesday that I couldn't come on air. Call Roz, let Roz know, and Roz says, "Yep, I'll take care of it, Dave." And I appreciate. Thank you so much, bro, for that. And look forward to working with you further, my man Roz, and all of you that are here. A lot of great opportunities looking to capitalize on and work with you all. So, okay, so please make a donation or become a member in BTR Community. You can find BTR Community by going to www.btrcommunity.com, joining, making your overall donation, your annually donation of $24 a year, then post everything you need to post within reason. Inside of the platform is the only place that I post myself, because just won't do it anywhere else. Not necessary. And it serves me well for what I need to do, get information out to you all and share information and get information from you all. So looking forward to doing that. Okay. Also, listen, if you'd like to acquire real money, you could go to Prosperity Mint and exchange your currency for real money. Very, very important for what's going to be going on in the future. Believe me. So go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there, then send an email to info@ProsperityMint saying, "Hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener," and someone will get in contact with you, and they will explain the proper way to purchase, and believe me, it's to your benefit. It won't be used for a sales pitch or anything else, okay? Also, this is the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar is going to be going on June the 10th and 11th here in Dallas. If you would like to attend that, I believe it's $550 per person. I think it's for per couple, and there's a different fee for individuals. If you would like to do that, then just you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. It is a seminar where you'll learn a lot about trust and foundations, how to start to control things and not own things. I will be giving my presentation on Sunday. And so would love to see some of you all from Tando Radio Show there and get to commune with you all. Very, very, this seminar is a must. And the overall direction of this seminar now is going to be continuously moving in a positive direction. You want to be a part of it. I really do. Really, really do appreciate everything that I've learned from it and engaged in all of the people that I engage in now. So we definitely want to do that. Okay, so now we're going to get into what's in the news. I didn't get to post a lot of stuff today, just as usual, swamped with different things. So looking forward to, I will say, was something that I wanted to address with you all, but I will do it a little bit later. Okay, so had to fix it. Let me fix this real quick. So we're going to jump into today's show. Today's show, people are going to have a big surprise from what is being planned. That's today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Okay, so here we go. Let me set up here really quickly. Got you. Was that for me, Otis? Someone just tagged me. In, okay. Let me know, Otis. Okay, Scotty. Okay, that was for Scotty. Great, great. What's up, Brother Braggs? How you doing? Give me a call in the morning, Brother Braggs. I need to talk with you as well. See you there. Looking forward to that as well. All right, so let me set up here. Had a few things. We're going to get into the first article of what's in the news from Press TV. U.S. jets target Syrian military positions. This was early this morning and late last night. U.S.-led coalition warplanes targeted several Syrian military positions in the country, eastern Daruri province. Some of our military positions were hit this morning by the aggressors of the American coalition warplanes, the Syrian officials told the official Syrian newspaper. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole war paradigm is now going to start to really ramp it back up. And that's some of the stuff that's not being talked about, and we need, and I want to discuss that with you all. I actually have I made a mistake. I will fix this real quickly. And there's something else that I wanted to post. I put it in. Let me see. Hopefully my man, you know, Scotty said he blew up some eggs. I don't know. Scotty, are you there? Scotty, you there? All right, so I'll catch up with Scotty a little bit later. I probably can do it on my own. All right, so let me see here. Okay, great. So that was the first article, very, very significant, and that's going to be part of the content for today's show. We will take a look at some of that and see what's going on, because I don't want you to get caught off guard and surprised by that. Next article from Wall Street Journal, Deutsche Bank to cut thousands of jobs. And this is all a part of the war paradigm, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. Next article, huge story. LME plans yuan trading products as currency grows. The London Metals Exchange is planning to introduce a yuan-denominated metals product. These are some of the things that's happening behind the scenes is going to catch everybody off guard. Huge, huge. The London Metal Exchange plans on a yuan trading product as currency. Kudos grows. So very, very, very important article. Next article from Wall Street Journal. North Korea threatens to cut off summit. This was from yesterday, the New York Post. North Korea's threatens to cut off summit, calls Pence a political dummy. A senior North Korean official renewed a threat to call off a Kim and Trump summit and warned that Pyongyang could make the U.S. taste an appeasing tragedy as it never experienced nor imagined. Man, this stuff is all part of the game, and we're going to talk about that as well. Next article I got from Sputnik News, Trump calls off the June 12th meeting with Kim Jong-un, hopes to meet him someday. So check out that article. That was the overall response. Next article, you need to right-click this one. This is our Iranian publication about the U.S. and its aggressiveness and how they're not going to be taking it. So check out that article that's there. Next article, this one comes from let's move this down. Smallgold.com, and it says Russia's gold reserves top 1,900 tons, and that's from just last month in April. They added not 1,900 tons, but they added more overall gold to their overall reserves because they know that's where the global economy is going, and so they went ahead and added to where they now have listed 1,900 tons of gold. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News. Pentagon reportedly admits UFO encounter with U.S. Navy. Check out that article. Next article, this one from Press TV. Leaders, all U.S. plots against Iran have failed and will continue to fail. Check out that article. Next article, celebrity figurehead Trump cancels June summit with North Korea and says that the military is waiting and ready to go. And this is all a part of the overall war paradigm that I anticipate to explode. Okay, well, let me just verify some things here. I'm going to go to Sputnik News real quick. And the overall war seems to be growing, where right now I just need to confirm a couple of things. I guess that there was a Israeli plane that was shot down over Lebanon not too long ago, as they started to and tried to break out into new attacks in Syria. And this is some of the stuff that's not, you know, being told about. Let me just try to verify some of this. But I do know that there's been ongoing military confrontation and strikes that the U.S. and Israel has been waging in Syria, and there has been some real staunch stand up to this. And so I will try to confirm. I'm pretty sure that this is pretty legit. And want to definitely do that. And also, another article I definitely wanted to share with you all that I think is critically important. This was from Sputnik News. Using the yuan for China-Germany trade would dull U.S. sanctions, serve as leverage. Man, you remember when I was telling you how Germany is going to go? It's there right there. Germany is already gone to the side of the BRIC nations, already gone to the side of Russia and China, already gone to the side of them as military alliance and as financial cooperation, and has broken NATO. And this statement in this article speaks really about the hidden agenda here, and what's not being said in between the lines is that NATO has now been broken up. And not only has NATO been broken up, worse than that is that Germany has now considered the U.S. as a military threat and an economic foe, and is going to turn into a military enemy. And this whole war paradigm that is not being spoke about in a level to where you all should be preparing is critical. Hold on one second. Sorry about that, everyone. So this whole thing is really, really breaking out in a different way. And so today's show, just before we get into today's show, give me a call, 704-802-5056, if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Things aren't being talked about here, and this is extremely, extremely bad for the everyday person that's here. And let me just try to fix. And because of that, that puts us in a great disadvantage, because I think that that is the overall agenda and the target. And there are a lot of people that are aware of what's going on, and they aren't saying much, but they're preparing. And individuals, and I can understand that, but when it comes to certain positions, the rest of the world knows fully what's happening globally, and they're preparing for it. But here in the States, it's all about, depending on which community that you're actively engaged in, this community is doing this nonsense, that community is doing this nonsense here, and the other one is doing this nonsense. And that nonsense is preventing you from many in the communities from seeing what is really the sneaking threat that is right at your feet. And that is going to have a very, very adverse effect on quality of life and standard of living. So just beware of that. So We're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get into it at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I know that there was a statement that John Bolton made that said the best thing now to do is to hand North Korea over to South Korea. And that's a war, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah. So, yeah, Scotty.
I'm trying, I guess I need more context, but him saying that, it seems to me that the prevailing political attitude in South Korea is reconciliation with North Korea based on,
right.
you know, some of the reports that came out, and it's really the United States that's standing in the way of that.
Yes. And in my opinion, because of that, the U.S. knows that the only way that they're going to be able to maintain their stronghold that they have is by having a war. Is by having a war. And so that's the, because that overall, agenda of the reunification of the Koreas is there, and they realize that by doing that, that means getting rid of the U.S. And the whole denuclearization thing was that, yeah, North Korea is like, yes, we're for denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. That means the U.S. has to get out. And then this is why I knew that this daggone summit was going to, it wasn't going to be the outcome that most people wanted to get into. I mean, the outcome that they thought was going to happen. And it's very critical that we know these things and prepare for it as soon as we possibly can. Now, I had a video that I wanted to share with you. It's very, very short, and I will do it. I got to pull it up real quick. And I wanted you to hear something that was said on Lying Like a Fox News, that I thought was very, very significant, and it was true. We've been talking about this for a very long time in different contexts, okay? And I want to – let me just pull this up really quickly, and I want you to hear this. I'm going to put it inside of the chat room so that Scotty can play it. It's all but 1 minute, okay? I want you to really check out – and this was done by one of the things in Fox News. I don't care – who's telling different things? We need to take the information from it and use it to our advantage, because a lot of this stuff is extremely, extremely serious. And I don't want our community to continue to be caught off guard by this. And as we speak right now, the war in the Middle East has gone full-fledged. I will try to verify some of the stuff that I said earlier, possibly of attacks where Israeli planes may have been shot down. So I will do that. Scotty, if you could, I just posted inside of the chat room a one-minute video. If you would just play that. There we go.
While the other channels have been busy making a creepy porn lawyer famous, actual news has happened. The U.S. is, for example, moving ever closer to war with Iran. In a speech Monday, the Secretary of State threatened to, quote, crush the Iranian government. Congress may get on board with that. There is a debate right now at this hour on Capitol Hill over legislation that would allow military force against Iran. Keep in mind that the American military is exhausted, our government is broke, and Iran, for all its many faults, is far from the main sponsor of terror against Americans. Not even close, actually, no matter what they tell you. Maybe you support going to war with Iran. It's okay. Maybe you don't support it. But either way, you should know that it could happen much sooner than you think. CNN will not tell you that, so we thought we should. Now we're going to follow it, no matter how unpopular it is. That's about it for us tonight. Tune in every night at 8 p.m. to the show.
And that was the publication. And I'm going to tell you,
Dave,
that's right.
This dude talking about, well, maybe you support the war with Iran, and that's okay. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was, you know, And I understand, you know, what the play was there. But you know what? The thing that was of value is that it is actually telling you the truth. Congress the other night was actually deliberating, giving Trump full capabilities to engage in war with Iran, not only Iran, but North Korea as well, without a declaration of war. Something similar to what the Knesset has given Netanyahu. And these are the things that's going on that is not being made aware to the general population in the communities that is going to only affect, is not going to affect their community. It's not going to affect those individuals that are going to give the that can declare the war. It's not going to affect their community. It's going to only affect the communities that will have to fight it. And they will lose, and they will lose miserably. Because not only will they lose lives, they will lose sanity, they will lose ability, they will lose leverage, they will lose sovereignty, they will lose self-determination. Because the thing about war is that it's the overall effects of war when the shooting stops, the overall adverse effects that linger on by way of chemical warfare, by way of psychological warfare, by way of reorganizing the fascist state. And the perpetual momentum that's gained from that destroys and kills for generations beyond the ones that will fight it. Every single individual that will fight that war will lose that war on all sides, in Iran, in North Korea, in China, in Russia, in the United States, in Germany, in France. Every young person and every person that engages in that, from the moment they engage in that overall confrontation, what is not natural, they will lose and they will never, ever be the same. They can never return. And this is a common practice that is being perpetuated by those that care nothing about you nor know you. The only thing that they are there for is to use you and to corral everyone in a certain direction that maintains their overall insatiable appetite. And these debates have been, is not a debate. They're not debating. They're not debating. They are conforming to this whole thing. You know, Scotty just said that for those of you that want to do it, because, you know, in that statement, he's right. That was Fox News. You know how many people are so and on that listen and live by that network, believe that overall propaganda that comes from there? It's so vast, and that was meant to be sarcastic. It is absolutely meant to be sarcastic, but here's the whole thing about it. See, the announcement of war does not start with telling the people that the country is now at war. The announcement of war starts when you create the overall legislative, executive, and judicial bodies that uphold that overall paradigm of war, subjugation, enslavement, and disenfranchisement, that's where it starts. And it always has started there. And it's so true that that was from the other night. Today is Thursday. That was from Tuesday evening. And look what we've been seeing for a while now. We got OG and in the chat. We're going to go to him in a second. But look what we've been seeing. It is here, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be properly prepared because I'm going to tell you, you can't go into that overall war paradigm and that war environment and not lose everything. So just wanted to let you know, I've got a caller in queue. We got our brother Otis that wants to sign off. Welcome, Otis, to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother?
Good evening, fam. Look, I want
to hear your voice, brother.
Everything that you said, and I stuck it in your chat room, everything you said, and you can see the dominoes falling. They got rid of Tillerson and brought in Pompeo, knowing what his history was. As soon as they got rid of him, they couldn't get Bolton in if he had to be authorized
confirmed.
By Congress. So what did they
right.
do?
Confirm, right.
He could. So they make him an advisor. We all know his history. What did he turn around and do? No sooner than he made his first trip and got to the UN, talked with Nikki Haley, came back here, and one of the first public statements he made was the one about treating North Korea like Libya.
Like Libya.
So then, now get this. They already, when it sounded like the South Koreans were going to get together, they put this meeting off somewhere like 6 weeks down the line, talking about having to get everything together. What do they do 3 or 4 weeks later, just about 4 days ago? Mike Pence turns around and says the very same thing to North Korea. North Korea answered by saying Pence was stupid. But you understand, and most of the people do too, this is all a part of manufacturing consent. They're making it appear that North Korea is doing something wrong when, in fact, they never had any intentions of trying to facilitate a reunification because they know what's going to happen, exactly what you said. That means, and here's the history behind it, because in the early 80s, some of the audience remembers. In the early 80s, some of the biggest uproars was Japan and South Koreans in the streets raising hell about having nuclear weapons on their soil. Why do they have to have the burden of nuclear weapons? And they finally got that quelled because of all of their internal problems. But there still is a strong contingent of South Koreans that want those 30 U.S. military bases off of their property because they know they lied to them for years and said there were no nuclear weapons until a plane went down. And when one of the planes crashed locally, rather than admit it had nuclear weapons on it, they tried to get by using the term they had a dirty crash. Well, you and I both know what dirty is in military.
That's right.
So I'm just trying to tie it all together. This country had no intention. And Trump is going to use the very same thing Reagan did, Bush 1 did, Clinton did when he was in trouble. What is the best way to deflect from your internal problems? Create the monster outside.
War.
Have a war, have up the military industrial complex profits, and have Americans run around raw, 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 and forget about all the devastation here on this damn continent. That's all I wanted to say, brother.
It wasn't it that,
wasn't
that too long ago where I'm not sure, I can't recall if it was Patriot missile batteries that they were putting on the border of North Korea and you had South Koreans protesting against that.
Bad systems. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of the newest ones, Scotty. You're right. That was another one. But like I said, they have no intentions of ever trying to unify that country for the same reason that Dave just said. It means that every one of those, they will flare back up and those people are going to go out in the street. They don't do like us. They will go out in the streets and shut stuff down to get those weapons off of their property. And that's what they want to do. That's what the people want to do.
Wow, well said. I tell you, go back and listen to what Otis was saying. And then when Scotty came back and talked about the Patriot missile systems, that was the THAAD system, thermal. And whenever you hear thermal, anyone that's been in the military, whenever you hear thermal, you know what that means. You know what that means. You know what that means. And so very, very important. And but I really would employ everyone, go back and listen to what Otis was saying the whole time, because he was absolutely right, and he was laying it out.
One other thing.
Step by step, in chronological order. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
One other thing.
Come on, Ross.
China was just disinvited from some naval exercises where a number of countries with the U.S. have participated in the past. And so I think that kind of plays into what's going on with North
Korea.
Well, and if people think that, you know, you're just going to go into North Korea and bomb them, then you really just don't know how strategic North Korea is to the border security of China. And China's not just going to sit by and watch. You know, just go in there and try to do what you're doing in the Middle East.
That's right. And not only it's critical, as Scotty said, to China and Russia as well, but particularly China. So that is right. It's a natural buffer because they're trying to encompass. The U.S. is trying to squeeze the economics by way of military. By controlling the Korean Peninsula, you really do control the ASEAN nations, and you control the South Sea of China, because you have the Philippines, Taiwan, and you have South Korea and China, and then Japan. You're starting to encircle them. This is all extremely, extremely important and to what's going on. And I'm going to get ready to go to Roz, but just before I go to Roz, let me just say this. There was a lot of stuff that I could have posted about how everything is deteriorated into actual military confrontation. I just didn't have the time to do it. When Scotty talked about China was being upset, yes, China, the whole thing in the South Sea of China is about to explode. They're about to invade and take back Taiwan. And they are setting everything into position for that. Everything now, Germany is on board. Pakistan is on board with Russia and China now. And they always have been, but in a more strategical way. And this is causing the overall war. This is the purge, everyone, and the war is going to be kicking off pretty soon. But let's go to Roz really quickly, and then let's hear with Roz. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Peace and love to you, Dave. It's good to hear your voice again. Happy Earth Day to you as well. Peace to Otis, the listeners, and, of course, Brother Scotty, too. I wanted to
comment on...
No problem, man. And also, I wanted to talk with you briefly if you have a moment after the show. But
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. Thank you. And I wanted to piggyback off of Otis because I was watching the news this morning, and they repeated what Pence said, that, you know, Pence basically gave them the same option as Libya. And then they actually said that Pence recanted the statement and said he made a mistake. And I'm like, yeah, you said too much. That was the mistake you made. You weren't supposed to say what you said. And then once he said it and got the response from North Korea, he tried to play, they played a game like he was going to retract it. And then the same news outlet, which is a New Jersey News, I was just like, man, these people are so controlled by the CIA, because they also started talking, after he said that, they talked about Libya and said that, you know, Gaddafi was executed by rebels. And that's just all they said. And I'm like, the CIA must have told them to say that, because they're not saying that America was behind what happened to them and the circumstances. They just made that one blurb and then moved on to the next subject. Now, I don't know if you got to see some of the articles I posted yesterday, because they're very important and they kind of tie into this. One of them was from Bloomberg, and it was entitled Lira Heads for Crisis Mode on Eve of Erdogan's Election Speech. And then the next one was Lira Plunges as Japan Investor Exodus Adds to Turkey's Woes. So it looks like their dollar is collapsing, and I find the timing of the collapse of their dollar quite telling, being that things are moving forward in the way it is and that Turkey is not on the side of the United States. Another article I posted is speaking about the same thing happening to Mexico, and that this is it from Reuters. Mexico Central Bank could act if peso weakens. So they're talking about their currency is also tanking as well. And I'd actually written on that particular post, I said, this seems like manipulation of currency. Both of these countries turn against U.S. hegemony, and all of a sudden their currency is tanking. So I think that this is a setup as far as that's concerned, and it should be should give people a lot of pause for thought, because it's like you said, things are accelerating quite quickly. And with in reference to North Korea, I posted an article. It was from Nature.us/17, and it's entitled "Why North Korea's Denuclearization Plan Doesn't Convince This Nuclear Expert." And they basically talked to a nuclear expert, and if I remember correctly, they dealt with a nuclear expert in North Korea. And they said, even if North Korea denuclearizes, they have so much uranium that even if they were to, let's say, we're going to cancel the nuclear program and just deal with nuclear technology for energy, they said it would take them nothing to start it right back up overnight. So the bottom line is they could even play the game like, okay, U.S., we're denuclearizing, whatever the case may be. And then a few months down the road, they're back to where they were before they had that meeting. So like you said, there's a lot happening. I find it very, very, very interesting that the peso is starting to tank, and the lira is starting to tank with these circumstances ratcheting up like they are. So, man, I see a lot happening down the road. But if you do get to check out some of the articles I posted yesterday, it'll kind of, I think, round out the discussion, because I think it's all tied in. Like you said, it's one big fraternity. All the actors know what role they're to play and what they're to say publicly, right, versus what they're not to say publicly. And, man, like you said, they can pull it at any moment. So with that, I'll mute myself. Great show, good brother.
Man, I appreciate you, Rising. You know, with the lira, remember, Turkey repatriated their gold. They become public enemy number one.
Absolutely. I thought about all of that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. But see, before you repatriate your gold, you have to give indications that that's what your plan is. So the system already knew that that's what they were planning on doing. And what happens is this, in my opinion, right now, the theater, the global theater setup is to show the demise of the U.S. So the U.S. is going to have to respond to things overtly and heavy-handedly. But see, now their overtness is no longer shocking. Their heavy-handedness has now just become a weak hand and is not strong anymore. Because the rest of the world is – what was that?
Oh, I just said, excuse me. Before you continue, I just wanted to touch on two brief things. Another article I posted in the thread from yesterday is from Coinivore, and it was entitled "Iran and Russia Discuss Using Cryptocurrencies to Avoid Western Sanctions." So they seem to be taking the route that Venezuela is taking to avoid the sanctions. And then the other one I found really interesting. This is from Activist Post. It's entitled "Seven Countries in 5 Years." 2007 Wesley Clark interview reveals U.S. plan to go to war with Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Lebanon, Somalia, and Sudan. So, and just a little blurb. It says Wesley Clark, of course, was no conspiracy theorist. He also was not a peace activist. Remember, he was a retired 4-star general and was the former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO during the devastating 1999 war against Yugoslavia, where he personally ordered attacks on civilian targets. So this was a man deeply embedded in the system, deeply aware of what was going on, and he revealed in 2007 what's happening right now. That's all I wanted to say, brother. Sorry for interjecting on you again.
Yep. I would definitely suggest that you all listen to Wesley Clark's on YouTube talk about that, how while at the Pentagon, another general or colonel brought to him and said, "General, we're going to war against all these countries." He said, "What are you talking about?" And just what Rod says, listen to Wesley Clark when he says that. And this was years ago. This was the setup. So very, very, very true. And see, the U.S. in the overall global theater, the U.S. is portrayed as the predominant superpower. But that's not what the system wants. The system has used the U.S. up. Now it's time to use them completely to the fall. One of the things that's very significant is that the U.S. can no longer bribe anyone because their dollar isn't worth a damn. Once you're not able to bribe countries, companies, and individuals around the world with your currency, That's the first sign of your fallen empire. They won't accept it. You can't do it. Nope, don't want that. Very, very critical. Now, so the U.S. has to move into a strong hand position and an overt position, and they are going to be smashed by that overtness because the rest of the world now has the strong hand and is in position of advantage because the system needs that, and it wants that, and it has created that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Today I was reading something that Malcolm X said about Zionism back in 1964, and in that piece, which was published in an Egyptian newspaper back in 64, he talked about Zionism and dollarism. So considering just based off of what, you know, the conversation y'all been having about dollar, that would the weakening dollar also impacts Israel, considering how much U.S. aid they depend on, even for their war machine.
Yes. And that's why that's the spear for everything. There's the spear. That's the tip of the spear to ignite all of this. And it's going to continue to go until the war is settled and the empires fall. And we and you and I have to be as prepared for that as we possibly can. Because out of that is going to come great tribulation, great destruction, but is also going to offer great leverage and opportunity. And I just want you to be on that part of it all. Okay? So there is active engagement in Syria now, and it is expanding, and it's been but this has been happening for a while. This isn't anything new. This has been happening, you know, after April the 13th, the overall airstrikes and everything else with inside of Syria hasn't slowed down. It has only intensified. To now is at a point where it's at a point of no return. All the system need is the opportune moment, and then you're going to have a three-prong explosion that's going to go on. In my opinion, of the four-prong explosion that's going to go off, the four-prong explosion is going to be the Eurasian eight nations around Ukraine, the Syrian corridor, the Ukrainian corridor, which encompasses all of Europe, and is going to be also in the Korean Peninsula, and then also in the South Sea of China area. Is going to engage, and is also going to ignite the India and Pakistan corridor. And that is going to be the overall influx into the global war that we're going to see that's going to turn into GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. And all of this is unfolding right now, and those that will be fighting that will be the losers. So this whole thing is going to completely expand, and as we speak right now, the overall the confrontations within Syria is still happening and going to be expanding. There has been Israeli planes that were shot down, and the overall attacks continue inside of Syria against Iran and Syria inside of Syria, and I expect that to expand further, and that Saudi Arabia will be hit, and Israel will soon be hit, and Iran will directly be hit and is going to engulf that whole area. Turkey will be involved. There you go, world war. There's the world war, and then Russia in itself will be engaged and will suffer some casualties, and that will set it all off, and it is here. And none of this is being spoke about. They'll cover the game. They'll cover LeBron is tired. They'll cover this. They'll cover that. None of that means anything. That is the sedative to keep us unaware of what really ails us and what is really attacking us and stealing our overall or defrauding our great talents and ability to sovereignty that is so necessary. And I would say that this is a human existence. This is the species contention. How are we really going to handle this? What are we really going to do to nullify this system that continues and is just going to change colors? It's not going to change objectives. It's just going to change who is doing it. It's not going to change as to why it's being done. Soon, out of the continent, there will be a superpower that will come out of there. And in that, after so long, that overall superpower will be the empire that will be a very tyrannical one against the overall species. One will come out of South America. One will come out of the East. One will come out of the North. One will come out of Europe. And then one will come out of North America, Central America. It's all been happening throughout human history. We're not looking at this correctly. Nothing has changed. It's just repeating itself by different colors. Same objective. And I definitely think that you need to know these things. Definitely need to know these things. Listen, I want to get into a... let me check to make sure we don't have any caller in queue. Great, great call. Please go back, listen to what has been said, because there is much that is unfolding. The whole thing with the Korean thing, when Pence said Libya, that was no slip of the tongue. They always tell you what they're going to do. Always going to tell you. They always tell you before they do it. And that was all a part of the theatrical setup so that North Korea could say, the heck with you. And then now the war ignites. See, before, the U.S. was looking as the aggressor. Now they look as if they were trying to talk. And then North Korea was the one that says, we will attack you in the way. And I'm going to tell you something. North Korea has all the capabilities to do everything that they say. And then speaking of, there's been... Since then, there's been complete strategical planning for war, not only in Iran, and it is definitely going to happen. And what does that mean for you? If you are unprepared, the window to prepare will be closed. For those of you that have the ability to prepare, that opportunity is closing. For those of you that may not have the financial ability to prepare, but what you are doing and how you are preparing is your window won't close because mentally you're preparing for what's coming. That means that you'll always be able to have a reasonable response to what is happening before it happens, while everyone else gets run over by the surprise. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, give me one more minute. I want to check out some things, and we'll come back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely need to hear from you, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025 is the call-in for you to do just that. Let me there's an article that I want to start with that I think is very important. And in light of what's going on and not being talked about. And there was an article out of the Hills. There's a couple of articles I want to just mention real quickly and then jump into reading one or two and then for you to think about it. Then now talk about some things of what should be done by you. Because this is something that is going to be coming at an unsuspected, unannounced moment. There have been major threats that have been said for New York and everywhere else. So the next major event is going to be something that is going to be large, that will be probably in the corporate borders known as the United States. And like Otis said, they're going to charge everybody up. And they're not going to be thinking, because we're not prepared, because that's not the system's job to prepare you. The system's job is to tell you what to think, not to prepare you at all. This is why they propagandize. But there's an article from The Hill, thehill.com, and it was Putin defends North Korea over canceled summit. You see where that's going? You see what that means? Very, very significant. Extremely significant. And something that we need to take a look at. I'm going to just really quickly. Russian President Vladimir Putin said today, he was disappointed that the planned summit between Trump and Kim was canceled, and said North Korea was not to blame. In Russia, we took the news with regret, Putin said. The news conference said at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron. Do you think that was coordinated or not? Absolutely. Germany has already broken pact. Now, wherever Germany goes, France has to go. The Associated Press reported, We have very much counted on it being a significant step in sorting out the situation on the Korean Peninsula, and that it would be the beginning of the process of denuclearizing the whole Korean Peninsula, Putin continued. See, Putin just told you what the agenda was, to get the nukes and get the U.S. out of Korean business. But the U.S. said, no, that ain't even negotiable. So what do they do when they already know that things are unnegotiable? What do? You antagonize. Bolden made no mistake in what he was saying. It was a strategical approach. Say that it's going to end up like Libya. The Libya situation is in play. What was the Libya situation that they're talking about? They got Gaddafi to conform, then they killed and destabilized and stole everything. And then when Pence said it by the VP, that was confirmation of what the true agenda of the U.S. was. And, you know, remember when Kim Jong-un went to China? What do you think that overall conversation was about that was there? You know they're going to try to pull a fast one. Here's what we're going to do. Very, very important setup here. That really has a lot of gravity. It has a lot of pull in our community that we're not even noticed nor aware. Then, celebrity figurehead, this is from Reuters. Trump says, U.S. military ready if North Korea acts foolish. So what does that mean? They got exactly what they wanted. And they're going to play that out to the T. So it's all a setup, but none of it is being positioned in a way here to get you all prepared. Let me tell you, remember about a year ago when Russia was having their nuclear drills with their citizens, preparing their citizens for things and everything else? The old fallout shelters, the last time I seen a fallout shelter placard, when I was growing up, they were everywhere. You would, when I say everywhere, you could see the fallout shelters, the placards, the yellow and the blue ones, the radiation placard, and it said fallout shelter, where they were and everything else. No plan like that for here. There is none at all. And the states, the corporate boundaries, borders known as the United States, is ripe for a major destabilizing event that, like Otis said, that will charge everybody to their own demise. But there was an article from Reuters. President Trump speaking on Thursday today after canceling a summit with North Korea leaders, Kim Jong-un, saying that the U.S. stood ready if Kim was to act in a foolish, to act foolishly. Now, how in the world could this platform known as the Corporation of the United States call anybody foolish and act foolishly when they're the only country to ever use two nuclear devices against any other country? Don't give me that they were at war. See, that's going to be their excuse. They were the only ones that dropped two nuclear devices on innocent women and children, had nothing to do with the war at all. And they use that for political gain. I want you to look up what the overall definition by the system itself on what terrorism is. Here's what you'll find. When there's violence or threat of violence for political gain, political or financial positioning gain. Why did they drop those two nukes on Japan? To put the whole world on notice that now everybody has to bow down with us, to us. And what did they do? They targeted people that had nothing to do with it. An act of terrorist means that you find innocent people and you attack them. That's what it means by their own definition. And I just said that off the top of my head. I'm not reading it. Don't need to read it. You know it when you see it. Why was that significant? By doing that, the U.S. now was able to position themselves as the foe that no one could stand up against. So whatever they wanted to do, however they wanted to policy and proceduralize the whole world, whatever they wanted to take, no one could stand up to them. Because everyone was afraid that they would be dutifully attacked by weapons of mass destruction. So the article says, I want you to check it out, says, Celebrity figurehead Trump speak during a roundtable on immigration and the gang MS-13 at the Homeland Security Center in New York on May the 23rd. American forces are ready if necessary, Trump said at the White House. Bill signing event. Said American forces are ready. And I would say to you, American forces aren't ready. American forces are completely decimated, completely dependent on only being able to fight someone that can't defend themselves. Here's why that works. Because the U.S. goes everywhere in the world to bring a war to different countries. This is why they call it the Vietnam War, the Korean War. Because the U.S. went to those countries to establish the fighting grounds and the overall theater of military engagement. When actually the Vietnam War should have been nothing more than the American War. The Korean War should have been the American War. The Iraqi War, the American War. Because that was the overall purveyor. That was the attacker. That was the instigator. That was the overall proponent for it all. But in today's world, here's what happens. When you become broke, when you no longer are able to threaten anyone because now someone has an equal means and way to defend themselves, your overall intimidation no longer intimidates. It becomes insulting. And it is a hard fall from intimidation to insulting, which is about to be proven once again. So the U.S. is going to have, it has military bases all over the world. And when this war jumps off, you know what's so great? Yes, they have some great tools. They have some great tanks. They got great aircraft and all. But let me tell you something. A tank is just like a gun with no bullets. It just becomes a hammer or a memorial. Because the U.S. has its overall operational equipment throughout the world that it will no longer be able to support. By way of fuel, by way of food, by way of ammunition, by way of resupplying. How do you defeat the U.S. military? Very easy. You don't engage the military directly. You cut off its supply lines, and it will starve. Its own weight will suffocate itself. And this is where young people from here are going to be trapped all over the world. And after you run out of gas and you run out of ammo, you run out of chances. And that's how everything is being strangled. This is why the overall Chinese, the PLA, the Russian military, and all of the other militaries have been structuring themselves to be able to cut off the supply lines for the U.S. Cut off the supply lines, nothing works. So the military ain't ready. Hasn't been ready. Never really has been. If you really look at it, the U.S. has only been engaging in from just a theatrical standpoint, the U.S. has only been engaging in countries that they can overwhelm very easily because those countries can't defend themselves. Everybody else that can defend themselves, they tell them, well, hold on, before you can defend yourself, we're going to sanction you. You can't have nukes. Because that means that you're able to defend yourself. That means with those nukes, you could cut off supply. Very easily. Do you know the overall tsunami one nuclear device could create? Doesn't matter how big your navy is, the overall its overall ports and its overall supply would be decimated. The Achilles heel. very apparent, very prevalent, and very disturbing. So this whole thing has continued to expand itself. And it is putting us, you and I, in a position of choice. And regardless of who you are and what you think you have and what you think you don't have, I think the overall best stance for this whole thing, because there is going to be things that are there are going to be events, very meaningful events, very terroristic events, very destabilizing events is going to happen here. Now, I'm going to go to the caller in a minute. I can't see the board. I'll go to you in a minute. Now is the time for you to quietly prepare among your confidants, because that is definitely going to serve you so, so well. So we have a caller in queue. I can't see the board because my screen went out. So welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you. Go ahead, Jenna.
Greetings. I just had a quick question.
Hold on a second, Jenna. Scotty, then we're going to go back to you after that. I just saw the board. Go ahead, Jenna. Sorry about that, bro.
No worries. You can, Scotty can go ahead. I just have a somewhat related question. I'll wait.
Okay, I don't know. It was a little while. Let's, I don't know if Scotty's still there. Go ahead, Jenna. No, go ahead, Jenna.
I just, my quick question is with everything going on in Africa, all of the consumption and stuff by all of these imperial powers that you're speaking of, if the war was to happen, what happens to the largest continent on this earth? And with that being said, I'm going to just put myself on mute.
Man, first of all, Jenna, thank you for filling in, bruh, the time that I needed. I greatly, greatly appreciate it, bruh. And Jenna's question was, what about the continent? Well, I think that the continent is actually going to follow along the lines that it's been following in the script that it's been given for the past couple hundreds of years, to where they will just they're the spoil, and they sit on the sidelines and support the prevailing fight as to who is going to now have the first rights of refusal to what the continent is able to produce. I do think that there's going to be engagement within the continent and in the continent and on the continent. Definitely that will be a part of it all, but I don't think that the continent is going to have anywhere near the destructive outcome that other areas of the world will have. The U.S. particularly, because that's going to be the claim or the first right of refusal that the controlling or the winning factions will have to divvy up the resources and to allocate the resources to their overall control going forward and continuing. Or I would say ownership, because they're not in control of anything. And I'm talking about the individuals that will be getting the spoils. They're going to get it under ownership, and then those that are above them have control over the resource, and that is what the system really wants, is to control this whole species by way of deception. So very, very true. And then Scotty said he had something. He said, Dave, I have a comment about depopulation plan. Go ahead, Scotty, if you're there.
Yeah, I'm here. If this war pops off like another world war, we could be looking at the extinction of the white male. And I mean,
yes,
that when you look,
yes,
at when you look at just the And again, these are political classifications, racist. But when you look at white people, quote unquote, white people only being less than, if not 1% of the world population, just a tiny drop in the bucket. And then when you look at within the white race, females outnumbering males. And then when you couple that with the current opioid crisis, with them dropping off white lives like they doing, and then for you to go into a possible world war in a decade or so, you're looking at the extinction of the white male. You are. That's what I assess. That their plan may not go like how they plan. If we're talking about white supremacists.
Right. And definitely, Scotty, because that is definitely a part of the agenda and the plan, without a doubt. And that is actually, if you look at this, this is the factual trend that is happening. It really, really is. It really, really is. And the thing about this system is that it doesn't care anything about the overall slaves or the subjugates that they have. They just want to have everybody in it. No, I don't care if it's him or that. I just want all of them. To use them all is the overall motto. Use them all. And yes, I definitely see that part of the overall trending depopulation program. And I want to say that it is going to be a brutal, brutal process. Because the more brutality that comes about, the greater stronghold that the system at the end is hoping to garnish and to obtain. And it's happening now on all scales. So let me say that if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we talked somewhat about this before, but it's really ramping up and it's not being spoken about for a reason. They want everyone here to get caught off guard. So what does that mean? That you, by knowing, are in a position not to be caught off guard. Why wouldn't the system want you to be caught off guard? Because why would the system want you to be caught off guard? Because if you're caught off guard, you would be begging them for everything. Even begging them to take your children, offering your children up for slaughter as sacrifice. Think about this. How many parents push their children off into the military, during times of confrontation, under the assumption that they're doing the right thing, when the fact of the matter is you're engaging in pagan sacrificial rituals?
Dave, I don't think they care about whether right or wrong. They just do it because that's what they do. Culture has been very violent since its founding.
Yep.
When I say culture, I should say society. And I'm talking about the white dominated society on this continent, as well as in Europe, but specifically on this continent. They never cared about right or wrong, from what I gather from history. I'm not talking about individuals, but I'm talking about as a collective. I mean, they just never cared about
the prevailing agenda. The prevailing agenda. No one could ever dispute that. The prevailing agenda is a culture of violence.
Yeah, all they care about is conquest and domination.
Yes, manifest destiny. And it's here, and it's going to expand itself in a very surprising manner. And by you knowing that, now you can start to quietly position yourself for it not to affect you the way it is going to shock everyone else. Because if you're waiting for it to be told that this is the agenda, they will tell you when it's way too late, extremely too late. And how they're going to tell you is that they're going to use the overall fall on the sword mentality. They're going to use as a sacrifice. They're going to sacrifice their minions and say, hey, you have to fall on the sword. And they're going to say, these individuals did this and did that, and that was the problem with the system. Not really looking at what was true. So we have
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. Peace.
I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Scotty was saying. Yes, this country doesn't care. And one thing I never lose sight of is that this country was founded by criminals for even more highly refined criminals. And when you're dealing with a criminal nation that literally its entire existence is an act of grand larceny, And of course you have the genocide of the Amerindian population over here. So you're looking at a country that is nothing but a continuing criminal enterprise. So everything that they do and have done should not surprise us when it's all said and done. This is who they've always been. They've just gotten better at it. They've been able to create more powerful weapons. And to me, at this particular point in history, with all the stuff we've been talking about and as it's cumulatively come to pass, it really gives a great, I would say, landscape version of looking at America as the global bully that it has been. And now, like you said, it's to the point where the bully and his tactics are not effective anymore, because the people who were bullied decided to come together and now become the faces of the system that they were once victims of. And it reminds me of the Gooch on Different Strokes. You know what I mean? When the Gooch came around, you know, Arnold came in with the black eye and all of that. You know, like finally, the Gooch is not effective anymore. So it's about to be on. And I said on a previous show, I just don't think, because none of us have really lived through the Great Depression. None of us have lived through, World War One and World War Two. So we have no compass, nothing to look at as an example and say, oh, you know, there's something even remotely vaguely similar to what we're going to experience. This is going to be the most life-altering, catastrophically deadly, genocidal, global depopulating war paradigm that has ever existed in human history, probably since the transatlantic slave trade, as far as this loss of life and movement of large, massive groups of people. So it's going to be something major. And like you said, and you've been saying for years now, you know, it's just best to be prepared. Even if you just do a little bit, if you haven't done anything all the time that you know, we've been talking, then at least start, man. Because, I mean, when it hits the fan, you're going to be thankful that whatever little you did, you're going to be extremely thankful that you did it. So, you know, just take that time, whatever little extra money that you might, me, throw away on frivolous things, or you might waste going out to the club or doing something that's just completely antithetical to your survival, just take that money, set it aside and say, look, I'm instead of going to the club or buying, you know, 1,000 lotto tickets, I'm going to go and actually do something to kind of set myself and my family up down the road. Just think that way. Even if it's just, if you start making small changes, but just try to be quick about it, because, you know, the enemy, the colonizer doesn't care about your or my preparation. All they care about is the timeline that they set for themselves, and they make sure that timeline is adhered to, regardless of who the casualty is. And with that, I'll mute myself, good brother. Wonderful show.
Man, always rise. Well said. Great, great, timely advice. They don't care about how prepared you are or how prepared you're not. The force multiplier is that they know there's people around you that's not. So it is very important, and I would say urgent, that you take that approach. We're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to the commercial break. When we come back, give us a call, 704-802-5056, in the last 30 minutes of the show. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I am in queue, and I can see the board, so if you have a question or comment, definitely please jump in. We got another caller out of OKC. Let's go to my man. Welcome, brother, out of OKC. What say you? Brother Mel.
Peace, peace, brother.
What's up? Peace, peace, man. What's happening?
Yeah, peace to all the callers, Scotty, Ross, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Just us as a people, you know, when we're dealing with all of this that you're speaking of, us as a people, we are conditioned to withstand and persevere and creatively make it through disparaging times. You agree?
So
I just want us to keep that spirit and don't, I mean, because this is real like gloomy, man. This is crazy. But just I want everybody to keep their spirit up, man, and know that you can persevere. We're gonna make it through. And we're giving them too much power, and with words and everything, you know, words are spells. You know that, Dave. So just let's not give them too much power. And I mean, you know, the preparedness, I don't think you can ever really prepare for something catastrophic is what you're talking about. But, yeah, you can definitely lighten the blow, of course, but let's not give them too much power, man. These people are going to, they chickens are going to come home to roost, so to speak. I do believe that. And I just wanted to add that, brother.
Yeah, definitely. When you say too much power, what do you mean?
Just too much capability. Like, they're not capable. Man can never destroy this earth. They're not going to destroy this earth. They're not going to, it's not going to be, they're not as powerful as, they bullies. They're not as strong. They can't fight as good as they have us believing. You know what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
I mean, shoot, it's your comments. Your comments make sense to you. Yeah, that's all it matters to us. Yes, I feel you. But what I really want you to do, Mel, is I just clarify because so that everyone knows exactly what you're saying. You know, if you're saying that we're giving them too much power, then say that. Because one thing that you do and I always want people to do is I want you to speak directly from which, because there is no such thing. You're right. You know, because this is the decisions that you make from this whole thing. So I just want to make sure that you are fully saying what needs to be said from what you think, because I think it's very, very important.
Well, you know, I'm not as articulate as y'all. Y'all use all them fancy, fancy words.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Militarily, they try to project like, you know, they're a superpower and they're the only,
right.
You know, they're the Superman of the earth and the Superman and nobody can stop them. And
right.
That's
not true. And,
exactly.
You know, harken back to something I recall H. Rap Brown saying, is that they're not going to be able to fight all the people of the world like they think they can. They're not going to be able to. When these countries band together against the United States is at a disadvantage.
Yes.
They're too overextended.
Yeah. Am I following what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're too overextended. And to touch on just the, like, you know, to make a parable, it's just like in the slave days when they would give slaves like whatever they didn't want, like the chitlins and the wings and the backs and chicken wings. And we took that and we turned it into something that now they pay good money for.
I'm talking about our
I mean, we always take lemons and make lemonade is what I'm saying. As a people, we've always done that, and we will continue. We will always do that because they don't operate on our frequency. That's all I'm saying. So let's not give them too much credit for their destruction. I mean, yes, they are the most violent. This system, I'll say, is the most violent, destructive, cancerous system on the planet. But we always persevere, man. We're gonna come out on top. We're gonna be all right, man. That's all I was saying, well, brother.
I got you, man. And I appreciate the comment. I want to make, and I think when I say something, I think you'll see how I took it. And I get what you're saying.
Okay, I'm gonna mute my line. Go ahead. Thank you for taking my call, brother.
Greatly, for sure. Always give my regards, little mama.
Yes, sir.
And I would say this. I don't think anyone here has ever given the system too much influence. I think everyone here always speaks about what the influence that this system has had in a very draconious, Satanist way over everyone. One of the things about this system, I'll say this, if you don't admire what it was able to accomplish, you're shorting yourself of what you could accomplish. Even though they've done it by malevolent means, you don't have to do it by malevolent means. But what they've been able to accomplish was a heaven known as a hell for everyone else. And they were able to accomplish that by methods to their objective and their free will. And because they were able to do that, they created what we have now, the paradigm of civilization that has been preying on us even before our children are even born. It's been seeded. We've been investing in this system because we follow the rules that they lay out. And because of that, I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of people mad. They have been perceptually omnipotent and all-powerful. Because every civilized and every person that's within this confines of this overall paradigm has been taught to surrender to it. And until we understand that we have given them the abilities to be all powerful, and if that's not the case, then why isn't anything different yesterday than it was before? Why isn't the past, the ills of the past, been erased so that they no longer have standing today? There is no remembrance of the past that we have. We have to continuously deal with it because it's continuously prevalent now. And I'm not just talking about the U.S. The U.S. is just a Wizard of Oz, behind the curtain entity and tool. And I understand fully what Mel said. Giving them and not giving them too much energy. That's very, very important. So true. We can't give them that energy. But here's the thing about us as people. We are energetic people. What are we doing with our energy? Because if we are not giving it to the system, then we have to replace that which we're not giving it to something else, because we're not building. We're not creating. We're not. They built a heaven that's a hell for everyone else, but we're not constructing anything in return. So by that, by the nature of what of that, people do what they've been doing. They follow their habits, and we've been habitually into this. That needs to be a move. A changing of energy to go in a different direction that every single person needs to engage in until that becomes important to us all. It's one thing to stop, but just stopping means that you are stagnant. We have to move into doing something completely else. And my opinion is that we first have to detoxify ourselves of this. Before anything can be mean, I'm going to just say this, in my opinion, this is me. Every person here can be sovereign as an individual, but collectively, the momentum hasn't moved that way. And because there's been such a stench, and I don't know, If any of you have been around death and have actually been around death that has the body when it starts to decay and goes through that overall process, it's a stench that you can never forget nor get off of you, because it's an imprint. And in order for us to get out of this stench of death, is going to require that we no longer give energy to it, but now we have to give our energy somewhere else. And I totally agree with, we can't give energy to it, but it's very important that you have a healthy respect for what has prevailed you, because then what's going to happen is that You will be vulnerable to a sneak attack, an ambush, because this system has been here longer than me in this physical form. It's been here longer than us all. And the only thing that's going to change it is that those that we have yet not named are born not into this system. I don't think that we as the people can get out of this, because we're too deep in it. It's the only thing that we've ever known. But we have to be willing to sacrifice ourselves so that that environment, that clean environment, can be made for people that we don't even know in our families, in our species. That commitment has to be made. See, that commitment was never made before us. And because it wasn't made before us, it was only individually made. It wasn't collectively made. See, the system has collectively decided to subjugate and destroy all. Even on they're fighting among themselves. They hate each other. But there's still the overall collective move that they are all in agreement with, and they energize that day after day, minute after minute. They do it so powerfully that they sleep and someone else becomes their agent and their provocateur, the people, to do it. That's a great tsunami. And that tsunami is recognized by the universe and respected by the universe because of the energy that is created. And they've been working at it for hundreds millions of years to get to where they are right now. And it's going to take an effort as equal or greater to have a prevailing difference. That's the way energy rolls. Individually, we can all punch out. But if we really want to create our own sovereignty, because it was already given to us, the thing is now we have to uphold it. Until we uphold our sovereignty, we choose subjugation. And I don't mean to say that to upset. And I know some people are going to be mad and everything. That's cool. That's cool. But the true fact of the matter is, and the truth is right in front of us, that we don't, the truth don't need us. We need the truth. The truth that's right in front of us is that we were born into a system. And we're going to have to be willing to die and not yet prosper from the future, because this system is intertwined and is so tight and it has so much legacy that a vote won't discard it. It's going to take the prevailing will of the people to say, no, I won't participate in it. And then ultimately say, now that I'm not participating in it, what am I going to build outside of it? It's kind of like, remember when the system was wise, when they did this, one of the tactics that they used, that they took enslaved people, and then all of a sudden, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment's notice, they said, you're free now. You're free now. And the people that were all of a sudden were now so-called free by man's, the law of you have freedom now. They wrote laws that you have freedoms now, and they were adhering to that. All of a sudden, those individuals were caught in a quagmire, was saying, this is all that I know. What sustainable rehabilitation had been established? It wasn't. It was just an announcement. And the mental illness that goes along with being subjugated, you can't just all of a sudden write in a law, legislate it, and say that it's over, because what you did to the individuals were beyond the letter of the law. It went into their spirits.
The letter of the law never ended slavery, though.
Nope. So
they just lied.
The letter of the law, never.
They lied about that. And we, and just so many of us collectively, and I'm talking about the entire world, bought into the lie without examining what the law said or understanding what it said.
And the intention of it. And the pure intention of it. Absolutely. So, yes, this system is going to end, and it has to start with us, because it is a generational system. At some point, the generations themselves are going to have to contend with it. It's not an individual system. The system doesn't really care about individuals. It cares about a culture that it establishes among the multitudes. They establish the rules that everybody obeys. Once you get that, we are so powerful. Once we start that type of movement, once you start creating that, for the I'm going to tell you, the universe is apolitical. It's It's doesn't care what doctrine you follow or this or that. That's not how the sustainability works. What it does care is this. What it does respond to is the sustaining life force of another living entity. It has to respond to that. And it always has and it always will. We have to change our response collectively to establish the momentum so that one day all we do know is sovereignty. Then what happens to those that would try to counter that? They won't be successful. They could be successful individually, but they have a lot of energy to go up against. The leverage is the other way now. And before it can have like a seesaw to where it is now on the top and not on the bottom, it first has to become even. So, man, I greatly appreciate you all. Big ups to all the callers that engaged, Scotty engaged, Otis engaged, Mel engaged, Roz engaged, Jenna engaged. And I just want to say thank you all for listening. And, hey, sovereignty starts with us as individuals, but when we talk about it as a collective, there's more than just our will, our individual will that moves that. It can only be the emulating light. It can't be the driving force. Because if the great creator won't make you do anything, what makes you think we can or I can? It has to be an agreement. It has to be an agreement. Once people agree, regardless of how beneficial, how malevolent or benevolent that is, the agreement is sealed. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, oh, right after, B.I.B. is coming up next. So make sure you're here for that. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind to chime us out of here, greatly respect and love you all. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing cake. With slicing cake. With slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the